This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And sitting across the table from me right now is a young man. And as you can hear, he's got talent. With finger-picking skills like that, you'd think that maybe he'd been playing since he'd learned how to walk. But in fact, Shun Ung is 22 and has only been playing guitar for 7 years. So maybe you're thinking he must have grown up in a place steeped in blues music and culture. That would make sense, but Shun grew up in Singapore. He lives in Boston now, and we'll talk with him more in just a moment about his musical journey. But first, I'll shut up and let Shun play his version of a song that really needs no introduction.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but do you mean I am the one who dance on the floor in the round? Your name was Dr. Billie Jean, that you cast the scene, and heavy hitting with eyes a dream, being the one who dance on the floor in the round. People always told me, be careful what you do, don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love, be careful what you do, 'cause the lie becomes the truth. Hey, Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one, but the kid is my son. Careful what you do, don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love, be careful what you do, 'cause a lie becomes the truth. Hey, Billie Jean is not my lover, she's just a girl who claims that I am the one, but that kid is not my son. She says, I am the one, but that kid is my son. Billie Jean is not my lover. Billie Jean is not my lover. Billie Jean is not my lover. Billie Jean is not my lover.
Yeah. That's Boston blues guitarist Shun Ung. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, of course, a classic made new again by you. But I want to ask you, first of all, as we hinted to people in the introduction here, you grew up in Singapore. How did you get introduced to blues guitar playing there?
Well, I kind of started, you know, playing just guitar. And then I was really into the real, you know, pyrotechnical, crazy guitar stuff, electric guitar. And then I heard a lot of guitar players talk about Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. And then Jimi Hendrix talked about, you know, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, and B.B. King. And then, you know, slowly I just went back in time and discovered all of them.
Is there a vibrant blues and guitar scene in Singapore?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, it's a pretty good scene over in Singapore. I mean, there is that niche of people that really enjoy the blues.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but before you came to Boston, you went to Chicago first. Is that right?
Or I was actually born in Chicago.
Okay. All right. And did you circle back there before coming to Boston?
I go there back and forth because I still have like friends
right
there. Yeah.
Because of course Chicago is
the
one
home of, yeah,
of the blues in America. Yeah. So tell me about your style in particular. I think I was hearing, you know, bass lines along with melody being played there.
Yeah, I play.
How do you do what you do?
I play finger style, and basically it's, you know, I never really listened to a lot of guitar players, a lot of bands, and you know I wanted to figure out how to play all the different parts, and so I started with, you know, bass lines. I started with, you know, figuring out bass line for like Billie Jean. And then the string parts. And then, you know, try to add some percussion
on the body of the guitar.
Yeah, okay. On the body of the guitar. And then I improvise with that. Just with the chord shapes. And then I sing, you know. She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene.
So that's how you bring it all together. Yeah. So you're a student at the Berklee College of Music now. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how has your music, you know, flowered or flourished while you're being there?
I've been there actually for, you know, for just a semester, but I've been away a lot. Touring and stuff. So I can't answer that question appropriately.
Okay, so instead of maybe giving you more questions that you can't answer, I wonder if you could give us another small sample of your sound and play something else for us.
Sure. I'm going to play a title track from my album. It's called Funky Thumb Stuff. Gonna have some fun. Got the rhythm dancing in my thumb. We're gonna bring it up high. Play this thing the day I die. Then I get my fingers in an angle. Funky thumb stuff. We're gonna play some funk. Put the funky things in my trunk. We gonna bring it down low. Never gonna ruin my flow. Then I get my fingers in an angle.
Shun Ung playing Funky Thumb Stuff. It's the title track of off of his latest album. So you're touring a lot. Shun, what's next for you? What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on doing more stuff in Boston because being from Singapore, you know, I started developing a following over in Singapore in the Southeast region. But now, you know, I want to do stuff over in America. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what amazes me is as I watch you play, you've got all the hallmarks of people to whom music comes very, very naturally, sort of the physicality of how you do what you do, except I understand that you actually have trouble reading music. That's not really how you absorb it.
Yeah, that's definitely not how I absorb it. I was, from young, I was never good at school because I was dyslexic and quite severely dyslexic, and I couldn't read just, you know, English or anything. And then so music was, of course, you know, much, much more difficult than that. And then because, you know, music, you have to read it in time, you know, with sort of English, you can just read it in your own time. But there's, you know, so you're kind of on the clock to read music, too. So it's very, very difficult. But, you know, just from listening and a lot of hard work, you know, I don't really feel like, you know, some people say that I'm talented, but like I really don't think so. I believe it's really just pure hard work. I really put a lot of effort into my music.
Yeah. Well, it's absolutely paying off.
Thank you.
You're such a joy to listen to.
Thank you so much.
Shun, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Shun Ung's latest album is Funky Thumb Stuff. He's a student at the Berklee College of Music, but obviously a pro. He'll be performing at Club Passim on February 3rd. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org.
boys got groove. Then I went and bought some dancing shoes. I'm gonna move my legs just as I choose. Somebody save me. Where's my lady? I'm gonna say to her, it's time to boogie, baby.
We'll conclude today with one last thought from today's second inauguration of President Barack Obama. The ceremonies included the first public reading of a poem written especially for the occasion by Cuban-American poet Richard Blanco. He now lives in Bethel, Maine. Blanco's selection as the inaugural poet marks a number of firsts. He's the first Latino, the first gay man, and the first ever, and the youngest, I should say, ever inaugural poet. He is in rare company because the country has only ever had four inaugural poets prior to Blanco. President Kennedy asked Robert Frost to read at his inauguration. President Clinton invited Maya Angelou for his first and Miller Williams for his second. And poet Elizabeth Alexander wrote and read a poem at President Obama's first inaugural. Well, Richard Blanco today read a poem called One Today. He touched on themes, of course, of unity and hope. Here's an excerpt of Blanco reading the poem.
We head home through the gloss of rain or weight of snow or the plum blush of dusk, but always, always home, always under one sky, our sky, and always one moon, like a silent drum tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country. All of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together.
Bethel, Maine poet Richard Blanco reading his poem One Today at President Obama's second inauguration. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.